Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage.
So, shot tracker. I'm
looking forward to seeing what this is. Yeah, I have no idea. We're doing an unboxing here live at CES, folks. It's kind of cool. First off, we've got the obligatory wrist. I don't know. There's been a lot of sweatbands been given out here. Yeah. I've gotten some headbands and some wristbands from different vendors
I don't have no idea. So you're going to have to give us a spiel because I'm looking and going.
All right, Davion, tell us what you got here.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm one of the co-founders of Shot Tracker. And what we are is a wearable technology for basketball players.
Just move that microphone right up close.
Sure.
It's a wearable technology for basketball players.
Yeah. So if you think about it, you've got like cyclists, runners, they've had GPS to give them data. What we've built is a wearable technology that this net sensor goes into the net.
Right.
Just really easily. It pluts on the net.
Okay.
And then we've got a wrist sensor that actually goes into either a shooting sleeve or wristband.
Right.
Okay.
And then what we could do is within 5 shots, we could figure out what your jump shot looks like. So at this point in time, we could now plot real-time statistics for you as part of your workout when you get done with your basketball workout.
Wow.
We plot the location that you shot from, your shot attempts, your makes, your misses, and we plot a really nice shooting chart.
So does it actually also track some of the geometry of the hand usage?
Yeah, so you know, we get that question a lot. I mean, we had to go through that process to really identify what are the forms that go into a jump shot. But it's something that in our market validation, people wanted the accountability.
Oh.
So it was about, you know, when I played in college, I used to shoot about 1,000 jump shots a day. And it was really important to understand where was your spot. Did you do well pivoting, going to the right, going to the left? And that's what we provide today. We provide you the ability to get that data and that shooting data so that you can become a better shooter.
You know, I played a lot of basketball, too, because you know what happens? I would shoot and it would miss. And I shot thousands of hoops that shot and missed.
It's not often somebody sits down that's taller than me, and I saw you walk over here, and I said, all right, he's got to be a basketball player, but so, I didn't know. But I didn't know it was a basketball product. That's even better.
I was just trying to be funny, but it's, you know, the thing is this is cool. All we've seen for tennis players.
Yeah.
We're now seeing for the basketball players. We've seen stuff for impacts for soccer and football, impact technology.
Swing. I've seen even a camera that's a motion tracking camera for swing or adjustment for golf and for batting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're having a lot of fun with this.
Yeah.
You know, a guy like myself who, you know, I'm from Trinidad. I was playing on the national team, played basketball in college.
Right.
And, you know, got a computer science degree. It's kind of my both loves, right? Being able to combine the tech and sports. And, you know, people love this thing. You know, we have the ability where you can challenge your friends.
Yep.
You know, so have a remote shootout. You know, you guys could be out here, and I could be back in Kansas where we're located, and we could have a shootout.
Oh, great.
It's got workouts. It's got drills. We even have a coaches app that allows the coaches to be able to create workouts, assign it to their players no matter where they are. And in real time, as those players are doing the workouts, the coaches are getting the data. So now they could look at their team, look at the aggregation of all the statistics, who is my best shooting five.
Right.
So it's really exciting where we're at as a company.
So can you have multiple players at the same time being tracked?
Yeah. So
if you have like a whole team out there and they've all got their sleeves on and one of these in the net, how many players can you track?
Yeah, so you're diving into the big vision of where we're going. We started off first as a one-man show. This month we're launching multiplayer within the application where people can have one net, one ball, and multiple wrist sensors up to 4 people in your backyard.
Oh,
play
cool.
One of the shooting games where see who makes the most shots in a minute. We can do so. And then the next level of growth for us is where we're able to do multiple balls, be able to get this into the practice setting. So now coaches can actually get that data real time in practice across all of their players. And when we get to that point, if you notice, we used items that are already sanctioned for the game, the sleeve and the wristband.
Yeah.
Our ultimate goal is think about the vision of I know where you shoot, when you shoot, whether or not you made it. You know, we've got a smart net from an enterprise perspective. And then you think smart net's talking to smart scoreboards. So we're here doing this radio show, and we're getting updates when, you know, our kids are playing the games.
Right.
You're getting the ESPN game feed for your kid.
That'd be
so
awesome.
So that's the big vision of where we're going. And we're definitely on our way. We've got the infrastructure. We've got the algorithms. And it's just an exciting path for us right now.
The technical question I have is, where do you put this on the net?
So this goes in the back of the net on the lower, probably either the last or the second to last notch. So one of the critical things for us
is it gets bumped?
Yeah, it gets bumps all the time. But it's pretty
robust.
It doesn't have to get bumped. I mean, there's a lot of movement on the net. And we have the right algorithms in there.
Yeah.
I tell you, one of the biggest challenges we had to overcome is that rim bounce. Because, you know, if you hit the rim, but what we've done is we shot a lot of rim bounces, looked at the data, and was able to build an algorithm that eliminates false positives with the rim bounce. We had one coach brought his players in. They shot about 44,000 shots one weekend. And, you know, they were about 98.5% accuracy in tracking the shot attempts, makes and misses. So we're very excited about the trajectory and the success we're seeing.
I love, and we talked about this earlier, Todd, that taking the seemingly mundane objects like a tennis racket, like a basketball player, and saying, how can we adapt digital technology to help them become better at what they do?
Because what's really being done here is, how was this fixed before? They'd be out there with a camera, running the camera, run the shots, and then they would go back and you'd pay someone big money to go through and analyze and then come into a coaching thing and say, okay, this is what you're doing wrong. It's really, you can almost self-heal some of the problems you may have from shooting.
Yeah, you know, the thing about shooting is a little bit different than golf, right? So in my golf swing, I know when I come inside out because I see that implication of that slice, right? With basketball, the thing that we've noticed is basketball players are, you know, jump shot is like a fingerprint, right? Everybody's got their own style. We've got 400 players in the NBA. They all probably shoot 400 different ways.
Right.
So the thing that we're really working on is that accountability and the repetition.
Okay.
Historically, what I would do is I would track this on paper. There's a shooting coach for the Knicks that in his camps, he asks the kids to pick a date. And he just goes through one of his books and tells them how many shots he shot on that date.
Wow.
So, you know, if you talk to all the great players, they put in the time, they put in the workout, and it's getting that muscle memory, getting that repetition. And that's what we're driving, you know, even starting from the age of 7. We've got customers that, you know, their parents are saying, wow, we've never seen him go out there and shoot that many shots. Because now you've added, you know, accountability. Every shot now counts.
Yep. This is like that interview I did with the Olympic cyclist the other day and unveiled. She was using digital technology to track her heart rate and things like that every day before and after workouts, during workouts, and she would keep a logbook of all that data, and she could do the same thing. I think it's something about that high-caliber athlete that really wants to know the insides and outs of everything they do.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
So I guess the main question that we want to know is, obviously it's available.
Yes, sir.
And what's the price?
The price is $149.99.
Can't beat that.
That's something, you know, every kid could have in their backyard.
That's right.
Yeah, that's our goal, a shot tracker on every net, you know. And as a company, it's kind of our mission. We also have we know that some people may not be able to afford it. So one of the things that we're doing is, you know, we've built it into a COGS that we have an opportunity to pay it forward, you know, for those individuals. So, I mean, it's really important for us to get a shot tracker on every net, you know, from an international global level. And that's what we're setting out to do.
ShotTracker.com?
Yes, sir. ShotTracker.com.
That's a great domain. You got lucky on that one, didn't you?
Oh, I don't know about lucky versus. I'm probably still feeling the repercussions of purchasing that domain.
That's all right.
Somebody had it.
I tell you what, I think you're going to do all right.
I think you are, too.
I think you are.
We're very excited about the opportunity.
Yeah.
So where can this is out now.
Yes, sir.
And where can people find it?
They can find it on ShotTracker.com, ShotTracker.com.
I didn't know if it was at Amazon or on the other places.
You know, we've been approached by a lot of the retail outlets. We've been approached. You know, we've had several different Amazon discussions today. We've had a lot of discussions. And right now we created a batch that we sold out on prior to Christmas. And one of the things that we're doing is we're calling every customer before the 15th of this month. It's a great opportunity for us to slow roll it as a company, learn what people want. So, for instance, some of the functionality
like that
we're pushing out now is the multiplayer. Well, we heard it about 5 times in our discussions.
Yep.
So, I mean, we already had it on the roadmap, but it allowed us to reorganize our product roadmap. Yep. So we're touching every customer before the 15th of this month. And we just want to learn what they like, what they didn't like. You know, we've learned a ton thus far. We had people who would put it in wrong, so we add some stuff in the app to figure out the orientation is right. We're just trying to make it as seamless as possible, and this is a good time to do it. But we're selling shot trackers right now.
That's really cool.
And I applaud you for going back to your customer
I
like
love
that.
To see this stuff. Me too.
You got to.
Well done, Davion.
Thank you, guys. It was really a pleasure to be here.
Wow. Well, thanks for coming on and bringing us a great innovative product.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
That's fantastic.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.